बोलिए। हेलो
जैक, मिस्टर ओवन इज ऑन द लाइन, कैन यू स्पीक टू हिम वंस?
फ्रॉम फ्लू का चिकन।
Yep.
हे ओवन, हाउ आर यू गोइंग?
Ship full. How are you going?
Yeah, I know, it's been a lot going through. Now, there was a
All
fault,
day long,
what I've been...
all day long, all day long on the phone, and still nothing. Now, one girl said to me, we'll arrange a new modem to come out for you. We'll put it on the courier. We'll put it on right away. That was this morning. I'm still waiting to hear back what time that modem's coming at and if it's coming today. She said, oh, she would do it right away and I would get the modem. I'd just switch it in and off again. I had the same problem with you guys at the start. Exactly the same problem.
In the start, the issue
I had to pay $500. I had to pay $500 to get my tech to come out just to realign everything up after you sent me out the next modem. $500 for nothing. And not now we're going through the same thing. I don't want to have to pay. I don't have money to pull out of my arse. Like, this company, from day one, we have had problems. This is our second modem. Is it going to send out another modem? That's going to be our third modem. And the length of time we have been missing,
what happened,
guys. Sorry?
Owen, initially I remember the issue was because of an address mismatch. You had a different posting address, and that's where the technology in that address is different than what it is at the shop, hence the first. Now, in regards to the shop, it was finally, correctly, and then you had a fault in your service, right?
You actually cut my wife's Wi-Fi off. And she had to go through all the bullshit of having to call the server up and try to get everything sorted again. So that wasn't good when you did that. Then this one here, when the new modem came in, we could not get that to accept what we had in the shop. We had to get our take out, which he charged me $500 for coming out to link the system up again, which we shouldn't have had to. It should have been a plug-and-go system, which I was told it would be, but $500 later, there you go. Now, I just don't
right
like
now,
bucks.
What
I
lights
like
are on
bright.
In the modem, sir? Right now, what lights are on in the modem?
The power lights on, DSL lights on, solid. The internet lights flashing, and the 5, the 2.4 is solid, the 5 is flashing.
Okay, let me double check if the current the service is currently online, sir. Bear with me for a moment. Hang on. Thank you for waiting, sir. Your service is not online at the moment. So I don't think internet light is flashing.
The internet light is flashing, yes.
No, sir. Maybe the technician has connected the service to somewhere else then. Can you send me his invoice, what he's done today? I want to see what job he's done, sir. And in the meantime, I'm arranging for a replacement modem.
He has left for the day.
So he must have charged you a GST bill. So he must have charged you a GST bill where his scope of work, what exactly he's done today, is mentioned, right? Because I don't think he's done what he was supposed to do, sir. Maybe he has hooked you up onto a different service at the MDF. Because your internet light is green and flashing, but it's showing as not connected here. So I don't think he's connected you at the right socket at the main distribution frame, sir. Where is the previous modem?
He was speaking to you guys on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He got the number, eventually got the number of you guys, the number he wanted, so he could connect. And he put that number in that he was given. He only did.
Okay, can you get a safety pin or a paper clip, Owen?
Yeah.
Yep. And at the back of the modem, you would see the tiny hole which says factory reset.
Factory reset. I can't see where it says factory reset.
See at the back, so where the cables are going.
Yep, I'm looking.
Yeah, did you get it?
There's nothing here that actually says factory reset. There is one that says 2.4 GWPF. Hold on, reset. Yep.
Yes, got it. So put the pin into it and hold it for 30 seconds.
Yep.
You would see all the lights would start flashing, sir.
The only light that's flashing is the internet. Okay, can I let the pin go now?
Yes, let the pin go.
Okay, pin's out. We got flashing lights. No light.
Give it some time to stabilize, sir.
Yep.
What's happening now, sir?
Port light has come on. DSL is flashing.
Okay. Let me know when DSL stabilizes, sir.
Yep.
Do the
four. Yeah, keep going. Yeah, do
to left, huh?
Yeah, don't worry about it. The two Wi-Fi lights have come up now. 2.4 and 5 DSL. The two Wi-Fi lights have come up now. DSL is still flashing.
Okay.
DSL has just went solid.
What about the internet lights, sir?
They're both solid.
Internet is solid?
Yep.
Is your internet working? Can you check?
Okay, I'm just trying to pick it up on the laptop. Okay, you're not connected.
You have to connect it to the Netcom Wi-Fi. Just check if it's working.
I did. Netcom 1763. Sorry, 1753. Okay.
I don't know what's the name, so that would be mentioned under your actual Netcom modem, which we sent.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So it came up. I've done it. And it goes, you're not connected to the internet.
DSL is stable and internet is also stable.
No, the 5 is not stable.
I'm asking only about the first 3 lights from the modem, on the modem, sir.
First what?
The first 3 lights from the left. Power, DSL and then internet. So these 3 lights, tell me what lights you see.
Okay, the power light is solid. Internet flashes every now and again. 2.4 is solid. The 5 is flashing.
When you're trying to work out the internet, it's not working, correct?
No, I can't connect to the internet. I pulled my laptop up and I pressed the internet and it is not letting me back into history, and I go to.
Okay, can you open one website, 192? Open the browser, sir.
Open the browser, what do you mean? So go on
yeah,
to...
Open the Google Chrome page.
Okay. Hold on, got to clear it. So, you want me to go on? One, nine, two. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I've clicked
192? Sorry?
192.168.20.1.
Yes. Hit the enter button. And let me know if you can see a Netcom page.
Yeah, Netcom's up already.
Now, put the username as admin and I've sent you an SMS with your modem. Try to put it in, sir.
And it just went to... Yes, start the setup wizard, no skip.
Yes, yes. Now click on the second option. I want to configure it myself.
No skip to main menu?
Skip to main menu, yes.
Okay.
On the left hand side is internet.
Okay, so looking at the screen now, we're on a screen that says Netcom.
Yes, on the left hand side, the second option is internet.
The top option is an internet, and it's clicked. It's green with a white tick in it.
So please listen to what I am saying. The second option on the left is called internet. Yes or no?
On my modem.
No. You can summary, and then below that internet. Sir, on the left-hand side, you would see a list of options, right? The first is summary, then it's internet, then it's wireless, then it's phone, parental control.
It's okay.
What are you
I'll
seeing,
tell
sir?
You what I'll tell you what I have on my screen. It says Netcom at the top. Then you've got a circle with lines through it. It says internet. It's got a green ball beside it with a white tick in it. To the left of that and moving down, it gets wireless device. Below that, it's got a phone icon. Then it's got your USB symbol. Then it's got your wireless 5GHz with a 1 in it. And then it's got wireless 2.4 GHz with a 0. We're not on the same page, are we?
No. Could you quickly take a photo of this page? I mean, what I'll do is
take a photograph of it, I can't send it to you.
Eh? You've got data
on
your phone.
Okay, so I'm taking a photo. I'm on my laptop, so I've taken a picture of it, right?
Yes.
And what do you want me to send it on?
0450?
Hold on. Do you want me to send it on WhatsApp?
Anything is fine, sir. On WhatsApp, you'll have to
okay,
save
WhatsApp.
The number. It's tiresome. Send it to 0450.
0450. Yep.
295532.
295532.
Yes.
Okay. It's not letting me. Council.
Because even if I send you a modem, I don't think it will work, sir. The technician has buggered it somewhere. Anyways, send me the photo. Let me check.
Okay, we gotta go to text messages. That didn't work. This is the phone. All photos. He only followed through what you guys told him to do. Okay. Camera. Photograph. Okay, I just sent that through.
Okay, let me check.
Oh, it's still loading. Yep, it's through. No. Okay. Send a standard text message. Excuse me. Try that. Sending. The technician actually followed your guys' instructions because I was here. He had my phone and he had my laptop out. He went for the number. Took them a while to get the number, the NBN number from you guys. Eventually got it and went and put it in what you guys give him. So unless you guys give him the wrong number, then... Now, he's not going to be back to Monday, so I'm going to be left in the shit again to Monday. That's a whole week now. And, man, this other mob, their thing might have been slow, but at least it actually worked.
Sir, send the picture. We have not received it yet.
Yeah, no, it's fucking shit reception here because we don't have Wi-Fi. I'll walk out of the shop and see if I can get a better reception. That's the reason for getting the Wi-Fi. You get it through yet? Did you get the message through yet?
Checking some refreshing. Refreshing. No, nothing yet, sir. Do you have WhatsApp on this phone, sir? Do you have WhatsApp?
I do, but I tried to send it on WhatsApp. It's not letting me send it to you on WhatsApp.
Why?
Sorry?
What is the error which you see, sir, when you're trying to send it through WhatsApp?
Okay, so I've did it again. It says send as text message. So try again and see if you've got it.
I've sent you a hi on WhatsApp. See if you can send me the picture, sir.
Sorry?
I've sent you a hi on WhatsApp. So send me the photo on... Okay, I've got it. Okay, hang on. Wi-Fi devices, So on the left-hand side, the photo of the image that you've sent me, sir, you would see the option, Internet. Look left to your screen.
Welcome back in. Take that away from me, Mick, please. Sorry, go again. Or do it really quick.
Okay, look left. Look left, please. You would see summary and Internet.
Look at the left-hand side of the screen.
Yes.
There is no summary, and there is no whatever you're saying. I have just got that picture. The picture that I sent to you, that's exactly what I've got up on my laptop.
So if you look on, so if you look on the left of the picture, yeah, there is no summary Internet wireless?
Okay, see the picture you're looking at?
Yes, I'm looking at it, sir.
Okay, so can you see something on the left-hand side that says that?
Okay, click on the word Internet, sir. Click on Internet. Click on the word Internet.
It's not doing anything.
Because sending you a modem will also not help, sir. I don't think it will help, honestly.
Well, it should be arriving very shortly because it was being sent out right away by Express Post. So I'd expect it to be here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Unless here I was speaking to. Now, whenever I go on to that internet thing, my arrow goes to a hand that's not letting me do it. So if I come out of that...
Now, the modem which has been shipped today will not reach you in 10 to 15 minutes. I don't know why you're saying that it will reach you in 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, the girl says to me because it was done this morning, she says, I'll get it.
So Australia Post
right
will come. Australia Post will come. They will pick up the package. Then they will ship it. So it's not that because you are in Melbourne, you know, they're not going to do their process, sir.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Well, this whole thing has just been a mess from day one.
Then you let me know what you want to do, sir. Then you tell me what you want to do accordingly. I mean, should I stop the modem posting or what should be done? Because I'm telling you, it will not reach you today. I don't want to set wrong expectations, sir, because you'll be waiting Saturday and Sunday for the modem, you know, and the modem wouldn't arrive.
See,
that's not something I want, honestly. Well, yes, what I can do
see,
is...
When I'm looking at my modem now, I've got five solid light on that. I did have five solid lights, and then the internet light starts to flash again.
Hold on. Hang on. Is the internet light on now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, what's happening now, sir?
The internet light flashes and the five is flashing.
Yeah, but is the internet working?
Okay. Try this. Okay, when I click on it, the icon for the internet goes solid. Then when I come out and try to pull something up, it comes up, you're not connected to the internet. This page cannot be displayed because your computer is currently offline.
The invoice, has the technician invoiced you today?
Yeah, nobody invoices you the same day they do the job.
Okay, has he given you the scope of work he's done? I'm just trying to understand what he's done today.
Well, if you're speaking to the girl that was on the phone, the girl will be able to tell you exactly
what he
did.
No, I want to understand. Okay, sir, because
yeah,
I'll have to...
Sorry
for
interrupting you, sorry. The girl he was on the phone with, he was on the phone with the girl for quite a while. The girl was obviously trying to help him. She was telling him what to do, and he was doing what she was telling him to do. So she did. He did everything that she told him what to do.
Okay.
Because they were on the phone. There was two of them on the phone here for quite a while. A Scottish guy and I think it was an Aussie guy. I think it was the Aussie guy and the aunt. And he was on the phone with the girl for quite a while. The girl and him were discussing the whole thing. So the girl knows exactly what went on.
End user engaged a private technician. DSL is steady, but there is no auth. No, Owen, you've got to give some more time, sir.
Sorry?
You have to allow some more time. This has to be further investigated by NBN. And in the meantime, I'm dispatching the modem order that's been raised today. I'm not stopping it, sir. I'm letting it go. But as I told you, sir, it's not going to reach you in 15, 20 minutes, sir. Nothing before Monday, honestly. If you want,
she told me she's going to put it on Express Post.
No, sir. At that time, it wasn't available. I mean, if you were maybe 5-10 minutes away from Melbourne, I could have arranged something else, like an Uber or something. But I think you're 50 to 60 k's away. So this weekend, please see if you can get a temporary dongle from Optus or something, which would cost you about 30 or 40 bucks.
Yeah, more money, more hassle. I understand you're trying to help me, but I am so frustrated. I feel like punching somebody. Like, I just, I am just...
It's just that over the weekend, you could be getting a lot of online orders. So this is just a temporary solution, sir. And I'm happy to waive off the charge for the Optus dongle, about $45. I'm happy to have it credited eventually once everything is sorted out. I just don't want your business to be, suffering. And I'll also activate a diversion from your landline, your shop phone, to your mobile as an interim solution, sir.
Yeah, and I've got that. So this means all my internet sales are...
No, if you get a dongle, it will be up, sir. If you get a prepaid dongle, you would be getting online orders. That's the whole point.
All right. Well, dude, I'm a butcher. I'm not familiar with how to set these toggles up, how to work the internet, how to do that. That's why.
It's not rocket science.
When somebody gives me something.
I understand, sir. It's just a plug and play, and it's your business in the end of the day. You just have to... the instructions would be there on the dongle.
So I have
and
to.
And
it's not that easy
Friday.
Because I've got three scales. I get three scales connected to it. So I have to reconnect each one of them scales, which the last time I had to do that cost me $500.
Then let it be, sir. Then see what you want to do, because I can't send you a modem in the next 15-20 minutes. I'm setting the expectation, from the start. I don't want you to wait for a modem you know, whole evening or maybe tomorrow morning also, because Australia Post doesn't work over the weekends. So I can't do it. If it was a weekday, I could have promised. But I know it's not going to reach you tomorrow or day after. So it's totally your call.
So getting you even coming out on Monday. I can't do much about it, can I?
No, sir.
I can't do much about it.
I can authorize a dongle, as I told you, sir. An Optus prepaid dongle, which costs about 45 or something over the market, which you can use it as an interim thing for your online Uber Eats and your tablets. And that's the best I can suggest. If you think changing providers also, sir, even they will take up at least, they have to give you a cooling off period of 10 days thereafter, only which they would be able to activate your service.
Won't be able to activate.
Just speak loud.
Sorry, give me two ticks. Let me have a minute to get it.
So,
okay,
should I stop the modem from being sent, or should I proceed with it?
Proceed with it.
Okay, no problem, sir. We'll do everything.
Well, it should have already been dispatched.
No, because you were changing your mind, sir. That's why I said maybe I'll stop it or something. But I'm not stopping it. I'm letting it go.
I wasn't changing my mind. I just want to get my
absolutely, sir.
My priority
is getting your internet online. I don't want your business to be affected in any way due to us. Please try to understand, which is why, obviously, we've been trying to follow up with you since morning, right? You would also agree, sir. It's not that we've told you we'll call you back and we haven't called you the whole day and you're having to call us back.
The girl kept saying she was going to call back, but I end up having to call her probably two or three times. She said, I'll just call you right back.
Right.
I actually set my phone, an alarm on my phone.
So because NBN is giving one information... Mm-hmm. Because NBN is giving some information, then your technician is saying something else. So it's a lot of to and fro. Try to understand, sir. If it's not as easy as you think it is, to be honest, sir. So NBN is updating the ticket, then we are calling you, we are posting your comments on the NBN ticket. It's going up and down, sir. All right.
Yeah, no worries. So we'll get it on Monday and we'll start all this shit all over again.
Sure, sir. And I'm also adding a note that if you want to get a dongle, I'm authorizing $45 of credit on the account as well, sir, to get the dongle.
Dude, I don't know how to do that shit. I've wasted
See if any of your staff can assist.
Yeah, but
right,
I'm probably
sir.
Not going
to
bother.
Should I divert the calls to your mobile phone? Should I divert the calls?
You already did.
Okay.
No worries. Thanks for that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'll speak to you Monday. Cheers. Bye.
Sure, sir. Bye-bye.